Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
To the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast, the living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And like I do every week, I bring in awesome guests. And this guest, we've been Instagram pals for a good while. I'm actually trying to nudge her into starting a podcast, and hopefully this conversation to get us going in that direction. We have on today none other than my sister, Natalie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. So those that probably don't know your real name, tell them a little bit about you. They probably only know your Instagram handle. Tell people a little bit about you, and then we'll get into the discussion.
Okay. So my name's Natalie. My Instagram handle, Stop and Consider. It's what's funny is a lot of people, I'm finding people kind of identify me more, Stop and Consider. Mm-hmm. But my name is actually Natalie, and I'm married. I have four daughters, like all under the age of 6. And so I'm kind of like a wife and a mom most of the time. And on the side, I post some things on Instagram. Kind of like, that's about it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's you in a nutshell from what I can tell for sure. I love your page. Always suggest people to check out your page. You know, cause it's a page after my own heart, because you bring the memes every now and again, and every now and again you get serious, and I love that. But before we jump into that, you actually did a live last night. I don't know when this episode is going to drop, but tell me a little bit about that live. I was able to pop in and out. I kind of felt out of place. I didn't know if I should have been there, if it was just for women. What was that live about, man? And what, tell it, let's start there.
Oh, okay. So I did a live with my friend Annie. She's a homeschooling mom. I'm a homeschooling mom, so we are homeschooling moms. And we get asked a lot of questions, and it's kind of hard sometimes to juggle a lot of the questions. And so we were talking, and I asked her, I was like, oh, would you do like an Instagram live with me one day? We could kind of just like have people send in some of their questions that they have and kind of just answer some of them and kind of just bounce things off of each other. And just kind of share that with people. And prayerfully, it's helpful. I mean, we weren't like, oh, we just have so much knowledge to just bless you all with, like, you know, but we were just like, oh, well, we get asked these questions a lot. Let's just kind of answer them together. And so it was really fun. And she's been a really good resource for me with homeschooling too. So it was really fun.
Nice. And so what makes that like so real? because, you know, a couple months ago, you say homeschool and they think you had two heads or you was an alien or something. Now that is almost forced. I wouldn't say totally, because a lot of people still doing the regular curriculum through, you know, the Chromebooks and things like that. What have you noticed? I'm sure that the inquiries have increased since this whole so-called pandemic. What have you experienced with that? People reaching out and some of the common questions, like you mentioned.
So yes, definitely a lot more people reaching out, people asking, like what, kind of like, where's a starting point and like, what does this even look like? Like, what does your day look like? How do you do this? Like, how do you time manage with homeschooling and also doing everything else that you need to do in your house? Cause it's not like I don't have a maid or a cook or anything. So it's like, you also have to like kind of balance all of those things in with it. And so just kind of trying to like give people practical tips, but also like tell them, I also try to make sure like to tell them, like it also has to work for your home. So like, I tell people, okay, I tend to be a morning person, so I can get up early to take care of certain things. I was like, but you might not be a morning person. Right. You might be an evening person. I am not very useful past 9 o'clock in the evening. So I have to, I was like, it's kind of like what works for you. I was like, right. But you know, it's also a big learning curve too. So I think that's where I really tell people like it's, this is new. And it wasn't like a lot of people were planning
right
to do this. Right. Like nobody was in February was like, oh, in September, I'm probably going to homeschool my children. Like it just,
nah, definitely wasn't in my household plans.
Right. It kind of just came like out of nowhere. And so it's kind of just like, okay, let's just take this in stride and like just kind of work through it. And yeah, so that's kind of been the experience. I mean, and I've also noticed that a lot of curriculum was back ordered. And I went into my mind and I was like, okay,
wait a minute,
this is good, but I was like, oh, well, we'll wait for this to come in.
Right. That is good.
But it's not a big deal, but
sure. That I mean you, it's funny you say that, not just curriculum. Like, you know, we just moved to North Carolina. We wanted to get the girls a trampoline. Couldn't find one. We wanted to get them a swing set. Couldn't find one. You know, it took a lot of back orders and waiting and all of that. I mean, just because people just, you know, they're home more and they're doing that kind of thing, which is interesting. So it's funny, you know, you was talking about not planning for it. You know, me and my wife, we actually both acquired jobs that work from home. And we were planning to just be like just hanging out and, you know, just, you know, adulting around the house while the kids are at school, man. It just wrecked all of those plans to just, you know, our time together while they're away. But I mean, the God be praised, you know, I like having my girls home, but we had other plans in February, like you said, for sure. So what's cool, is not only, you know, you do the homeschool thing and you share some of that with us. You also, you know, you don't shy away from the gospel. You don't shy away from crazy issues. And I love that, you know, you jump in your stories. There's a couple of ladies out there and y'all all be shouting each other out. But you jump in those stories, man, you will get preached to before you know it. I'm telling you. So it's really good.
I didn't think it came off like that.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing. See, the world think getting preached to is bad. A Christian think that's good. You know, we want to you know, hear the gospel. Yeah. We want to know, you know, so.
I don't know.
It's not a bad thing. Don't.
I think I just get a little, like, impassioned.
That's a great word for it.
And then I'm like, let me go on Instagram stories.
Yes.
Because everybody else should feel the same way, or they should at least know how I feel now. But
legit. No, that's. That
I'm
is,
trying to find the balance.
No. I mean, it's good. I like I said, I enjoy it. I don't skip through it. I'll be watching for sure. But so tell a little bit about the meme side. You know, where does that come from? Are, you know, you comedian at night? Well, you said after 9 o'clock, you know, good. So can't be a midnight comedian. Where does that
definitely
come from?
Definitely not late night comedy. Well, you know, if you ask my husband, I'm just probably always making some kind of like pithy observation about something. so there, I think I can usually have something to say about something. Mm-hmm. Not that it's always a good thing, but it's a thing. And I don't know. I think humor is a gift from God, and I think it's nice to have some levity with things.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, if we can't laugh about some things, what are we even doing?
Exactly.
Like, we should be able to laugh about stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then like not just be like, I think sometimes people can be like, you shouldn't make fun of this or something. I'm like, I'm really not. I think sorry, it seems
sort
like
of,
I
kinda, I but not really.
Yeah. I just think it's good to not be in despair about things. So if it's something where it's like, yeah, you can make like a observation about this, and it's kind of like, yep, this is interesting. Even if it's a little bit, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Sorry. Apparently after 3 o'clock, I'm not good either. So
I love it.
Sorry.
I love it.
You're
love
like,
it.
I'm going to have her come on here and she can't even get a thought out.
No, but, I love it so much. That is awesome.
I don't know. I can make comments about things, and that's about it. And sometimes it can be in a meme or something.
Gotcha. Yeah, and no, that's cool.
It's a little bit like I don't want to say it's a hobby. I just find it fun. I find it enjoyable.
Right, yeah.
I like to think one day there'll be modern art museums where it's just memes, like walls of memes. You know?
Yeah, I hope to make that someday.
Yeah, no, your memes are great. I'm always like, oh, you put in a meme.
Yeah, I used to go hardcore. Like, I had this whole Sunday morning memes, like I would drop like 4 or 5 video, and it was crazy. I don't know where I had all, you know what, that was all before the little girls came.
Yeah, I mean, someone had asked me, they were like, you used to be so much more funny like X amount of time ago, and I was like, well, that was before I had my fourth baby,
right?
And I think I just lost a little bit of like brain power for that, like with each one. So
that is funny.
Like every now and then they'll come out, but
at least it's going to a good place. The brain power.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Nice. Look, so speaking of your husband, AKA Mr. Claw, AKA the mystery man, I love so much that he does not put his face on social media. That is
he
a joy.
Refuses.
That is a joy of mine to see. Because sometimes, I mean, you know, I'm like Omar Epps. I'm in too deep. Like sometimes I wish I could pull out and pull away, but to see this brother, we still don't know what he looked like. Like he's like Mr. Wilson from.
He exists. I promise.
I know he exists.
I'm like, people are gonna think that I don't actually have a husband.
I know he exists.
He's like, I don't care what they think, and I was like, okay, you know what, you're right.
My kind of guy. Love it so much. Yeah, no, that is cool. So that's just always been a thing with him. Like he's not on it. He don't want to be on it. Nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he had Facebook when he was in high school, and then he was like, people are dramatic. And he's like, it's nice when you can kind of just like keep the drama like in a face-to-face interaction. Mm-hmm. So I'm just not even going to be like on social media and stuff. So I was like, I respect that. I mean,
oh, for sure.
Sometimes it really is a dumpster fire. Like being on social media, and then I'm like, yep, and I'm done with that for today.
Right. But, That is one of the cool things that I love. Just to see that, because you never see the face, even the emoji covering the face. Those are hilarious. Those that don't know, you, in the show notes, you will have the link to her Instagram, and you can see and make sure you comment and say, yeah, I heard about this on the Bar Podcast. The man with no face, Mr. Wilson, a.k.a. Mr. Claw from Inspector Gadget. Too funny. Man, so... before we go to the break, I want to ask you about some of the recipes and things that you'd be doing. Is this like internet searches, or did someone teach you, or because you be cooking up some stuff and I'd be like, man, that looks good. Like, you know, you almost smell it through the picture. Where did that come from? Did somebody teach you? You do internet search? Where did it all come from?
It's kind of a blend in a way. Some stuff I'm like, okay, let's, so if I do like an internet search, I'm like going through like a bunch of different, recipes and kind of seeing where I'm like, okay, like what's like the consistent base for this, to get like this kind of like a sauce or something. And then I can kind of just take the consistency, like, oh, it seems to be like more heavy cream than it is chicken stock. And like this is, and so then it's like, okay, then I can kind of riff off of that. But in terms of like being taught, my parents kind of always let me be in the kitchen. My dad actually went to culinary school. So he's like a trained chef. So he kind of like always had me doing stuff, and like, I mean, I had to start with grunt work. Like, I had to like snap green beans and stuff.
Oh, what
and
you like, know about that? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I used to have to snap the green beans and everything, and then you kind of have to work your way up.
Nice.
Actually doing stuff, but he kind of let me always be in the kitchen. And then I don't think I like really took off with cooking until I got married.
Right.
And then I had to like kind of take on that full responsibility. And it was trial and error, like a little bit more error than I wanted to say in the beginning, but kind of just get your sea legs. And then just kind of like, now I can kind of have a vague idea of what I want to cook and then just kind of throw it together. So it's been years of, you know, kind of being allowed to explore as a child and then just practicing it as I got older.
Nice. Good deal. Well, that's made me hungry. So
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, here we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? I'm John.
And I am Joe.
And we are the hosts of the Pastor Discussions podcast.
And we like to call it your weekly conversation on doctrine, faith, and the Christian life.
Because that's exactly what it is. And because you're listening to this commercial, you have already found some Bar Podcasts, and we are part of the Bar Podcast Network.
And new episodes of our shows drop every Monday, so we invite you to check them out.
We're just a couple of rural pastors that sit down and have discussions about different topics and work through things together, and we want you to come join us in the discussion. You can find out more by visiting pastordiscussions.com or subscribe on Stitcher or iTunes. It's good. I can edit this.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend, Stop and Consider. Oh, man, had a good time on the first half and second half, or the last half of the show. We're doing the bar signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. And so the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Everything. No, quite literally, like everything. I don't really have, I mean, I think I could probably find at least one song in any kind of genre that I can, unless it's like those ambiotic whale sounds, like I probably wouldn't listen to that.
Right.
But like pretty much any kind of genre I can kind of just really rock with. I mean, I have like my husband and I really do like to listen to soundtracks, like movie soundtracks. Yeah. And we enjoy Hans Zimmer. That's like probably like if we're like, oh, let's just listen to something real quick. We like Hans Zimmer, but I also like, I like hip hop. I like rap. I like classical music. I even like, we listen to country music. Like I don't know. It's really like, everything. Anything can go.
Okay.
You might not really know what you get. You don't know what you get. So.
I like that. I like that. Good deal. All right. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Oh, goodness. Okay. So I'm definitely one of those people that has multiple books going at once. And I don't know how effective it is, but I think right now, because I'm trying to think about it, I think right now I have Of Mice and Men going. So I'm reading Of Mice and Men, The Sinfulness of Sin. And I'm doing the two-word challenge with the Bible reading challenge. And so we're going through the Bible in a year. But then I'm also reading Come Ye Children by Charles Spurgeon. And then the narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass. So there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. There's probably some other ones scattered all through the house that I can't remember. And I'll pick it back up when I find it again. But yeah, there's a lot kind of going on. Like juggling books.
Yeah, no, I get it. I find that very common with people that listen to and have on the podcast that they skip through different books. So you don't feel weird or anything. A lot of my guests say the same thing. So the last one is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Oh, what podcast or sermon? You know, podcast. See, it's like I listen to them, but I don't think I listen to Daryl and Virgil. I feel like I haven't listened to any. No, actually, see, I'm telling you, I like can't remember the names, but I listen to them. I love Sheologians. My friend Lauren does She Proves Faithful. That's a really good one. Yep. I like Relatable by Ali Stuckey. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a few others, but I also like Heidi St. John's podcast. I think it's her name. I'm not positive. I'm subscribed to them, and when they pop up and I'm like, oh, I have some laundry to fold, I just put it on and I don't even pay attention to what the episode name is. So
cool. All right. That sounds good. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming, for a mother of four, all under six, getting this much time away. I value that time. I know this is your time. So I want to thank you for coming on the Bar podcast. And I like to kind of give you the floor to kind of close us out. Let everybody know where they can find you on Instagram, Twitter, and all those places. And any words of encouragement that you want to give to my listeners.
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for having me on. It was really a pleasure to talk to you. And so you can find me on Instagram at Stop and Consider. I'm also on Twitter, and it's Stop than the letter N consider to stop and consider was taken. but yeah, I guess the only encouragement I want to give people, I've been going over Matthew 24 lately and just to, you know, persevere to the end. I know it seems like a lot of iniquity is abounding and people's love is growing cold, but just keep enduring to the end, knowing that it's truly God who is holding you through all of it. And, he's holding you fast. So that's the only encouragement I have. And to just thank him and praise him for keeping you and saving you. And, he will complete the good work he started in you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome. All right, Bar listeners, wanted to let you know, we actually have the exclusive content. You can sign up for the exclusive content where we're going to take a little bit more time. And I don't know what it's going to be about, but you can subscribe to listen in. We're going to jump over there. Until then, you can always go to thebarpodcast.com and check out all of your favorite shows of The Bar Podcast. And you click on the network tab and you can check out all the favorite podcasts on the network. If you want to pick up some bar gear, go to thebargear.com. And until next time, you guys, God bless. And we are out.